The following recording is made possible through funding from the Minnesota State Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Welcome, and thank you for choosing to listen to this recording of the Mankato Symphony Orchestra and their performance of November 18, 2012, of a concert named for Stephen Paulus's multimedia oratorio, To Be Certain of the Dawn, taken from a quote by Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel. This is the task. In the darkest night, to be certain of the dawn, certain of the power to turn a curse into a blessing, agony into song. Conductor Kenneth Fried, drawing from his own Jewish heritage, presents this concert as an act of communal healing as we come together to mourn the tragedy of the Dakota conflict and hangings of 1862. Composer Michael Dougherty describes his flute concerto, Trail of Tears, inspired by the forced removal and internment of American Indians, as a musical journey into how the human spirit discovers ways to deal with upheaval, adversity, and adapting to a new environment. The recording begins with a Lakota invocation. It's followed by Ravel's Chansons Hebriques, and finally, Dougherty's Trail of Tears. Please enjoy the first half of this concert, To Be Certain of the Dawn, with conductor Ken Fried and the Mankato Symphony Orchestra.
Waka tonka toka hey, che waki aisle. Waka tonka toka hey, che waki aisle. Hae mi taku ye. Che walkie aisle. I think I will say a few words in English. Ah, my holy grandfathers, those in the spirit world, those who are near the Creator, who are near God, we ask you to hear our prayers and take our prayers to the Creator in a good way. In many ways, because of our unwillingness and inability to see each other as relatives, we suffer, and sometimes because of that, we cause suffering. Reach out to us in a kind way through the music today, my holy grandfathers and those great musicians. Help them to lead us to the place where we can all see that we are all your children, your grandchildren, children of the Creator. Today, my holy grandfathers, we pray for all those who are ailing, whether it's physically, spiritually, or emotionally. Touch them in a good way. Bring them good health and bring them back to us in a good way. And again, my holy grandfathers, for the opportunity to meet with these good people today and share my breath with them in these ways, I give you thanks. Amitakiasi, which is for all my relatives. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a recording of the Mankato Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Kenneth Freed and a concert entitled To Be Certain of the Dawn, presented on November 18, 2012. This recording was made possible through funding from the Minnesota State Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. The purpose of this concert was really an act of communal healing as we come together to mourn the tragedy of the Dakota conflict and the hangings of 1862 right in downtown Mankato. Minnesota composer Stephen Paulus's multimedia oratorio, To Be Certain of the Dawn, brings a message of hope and forgiveness that speaks to us all. Inspired by pictures taken during the Holocaust, it tells the story of faith and hope through the eyes of children. Still images are projected on a screen above the orchestra, corresponding with the vignettes sung by choirs and soloists. In addition to the Mankato Symphony Orchestra, guest artists include the Minnesota State University Concert Choir, Music Quorum, and the Mankato Children's Chorus. Also, some individuals featured during this performance are Angela Mortellaro, soprano, Abigail Fisher, mezzo-soprano, Brad Benoit, tenor, Kim Julian, baritone, and Jill Marr on flute. Now, please enjoy the second half of the concert To Be Certain of the Dawn, featuring the Mankato Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Ken Freed.
Standing there if you want. I'm going to stay sitting here with my back against this retreat. And smiling to see you just be so young, so young. Maybe it's something you're saying to me, I don't remember. Maybe it's because Rachel's boy is standing slender in sunlight, talking with me.
When you were a boy and you fell in the river and nobody heard you, tell me again. Suddenly, Zahi, you knew how to swim.
Oh! look so bad.
If only I wasn't so sleepy today, bad dreams. And if only Father didn't look so scared last night when we heard the knocking on the door.
Choose they not keep.
looking down from far away. I'm high up in a branch looking down on the book. So many little characters, all of them keys, says Mama. Keys to all the doors I want to open. Keys, doors, I want to open them all. I like the way the characters are. Sometimes I think I see looks on their faces. They're looking at me. The stories where I want to go. I had a dream where I grew so heavy I fell out of the tree, down, down into the characters, and they covered me over, and no one me. They never found me. They never found me.
You've been listening to a recording of the Mankato Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Kenneth Freed, and a concert recorded on November 18th, 2012, entitled To Be Certain of the Dawn, a communal healing mourning the tragedy of the Dakota conflict and hangings of 1862. Thank you for choosing to listen to this program today, and thank you to the State Legislature of Minnesota for its appropriation of the Minnesota State Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, without which this recording would not have been possible. Thank you again for listening.